Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, I'm focused on the Penguins, Steve.
We've been talking lately about Sid being a good selfie candidate. I mean, just how deserving do you think he would be of something like that with just the 200-foot game that he's been playing?
Well, I think he would be very deserving. You know, I think when people look at Sid in his game, they don't think about his defense because he's so dynamic offensively and always has been. But when you look at his overall game, it's the most complete game, I think, that any player possesses. He's the best 200-foot player in the game. He plays at both ends of the rink. We utilize him in so many situations. He's a real good face-off guy, and he has the ability to score goals and generate offense. And you know, the benefit of having an elite player like Sid that has a complete game is that when we have the ability to play him against other teams' top players or top lines, he has the ability to generate offense, and if they become a high risk line against them, then it works into our favor. So I think without a doubt he should be in the conversation. He could have been in the conversation for a number of years now, but I do think his defensive game gets overlooked because of how good he is offensively.
On the topic of training cats, do you feel like there's anything you can do as a coach to try to promote consistency?
We had this conversation, Jonathan.
Well, no, I know you said it's like training cats, but do you feel like there's anything you can do at all as a coach? Because you go 9-for-13 and then you have a night where you go 0-for-whatever.
I think every team goes through it. You know, I think it's just part of the process. You know, as I said to them this morning, we worked on the power play today. In practice, we showed them some of their power play on film this morning before we went out there. You know, we're trying to share our insights and what we see to try to help them be successful. We're always very cautious in coaching the power play or coaching the offense, because what makes them so good is their instinctive play. And so there are certain things. We give them a framework. We do have a game plan that we give these guys, and so that they can work collectively and they can be somewhat predictable for one another. But as I said, what makes them, I think, unique is their instinctive play. And so we don't want to get in the way of that. And as I said to them this morning, I wanted to reinforce their confidence level, because they've been really good for a long time. And they win a lot of games for us, and we know that, and we're appreciative of that, and we just have to try to learn from that experience and continue to work at it and get better.
Mike, you go on that 8-game streak, but you look at the standings and you see how tight things are, just because teams around you also were hot during that stretch. Does that just kind of go to show how much work there still is?
Sure, I just think it's an indication of the parity in the league. You know, the three-point system with the overtime points, it's hard to create the separation that you'd like. But I do think it makes us a better team, because every night's so important. And so I think our players understand it. From a coaching staff standpoint, right now we're trying to get better every day. We're trying to push this group to be at their very best each and every day. And we believe, as long as we control what we can in the short term and we stay in the moment, we don't get ahead of ourselves, that the results will come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.